Okay, hey, what's up, everybody? This is Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and we are talking today about digestive enzymes, specifically the deponychalase 250, and really how digestive enzymes can help with increasing muscle mass, benefiting your health, all those good things. As you know, I try to supply the best supplements out there, and I always try to source the best enzymes out there, whatever I'm looking for, and I think we have that with the deponychalase 250. And I'm not an enzyme expert. I'm a protein expert. I can tell you all about protein powders. So to help me discuss enzymes, I have on the phone with me Brandon, whose company manufactures the deponychalase 250 for me. And he'll be able to explain to you why you should be taking these the deponychalase 250, the benefits of it, and all that good stuff to really help you out when it comes to building muscle. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for coming on and helping my listeners really understand more about digestive enzymes and how they could use them to help them build muscle and for overall health. So, I guess we could start with. I guess maybe a little bit about what your company does and how you feel that you have some of the best products out there.
Well, we specialize for the most part in enzymes and probiotics. Both of those categories are very synergistic with one another. We get enzymes from bacteria, so there's, like I said, a bunch of synergy, and the products really, really work well, although most individuals in terms of the bodybuilding and muscle building community do not realize how effective these enzymes are on a cellular level as well as on a superficial level to get you the skinny waist, the low body fat percentage. If you're not doing enzymes, at the very, very least, digestive enzymes, there are other categories of enzymes that do even more therapeutic realm benefits. But if you're not taking enzymes and you're not taking a product like deponychalase 250 and consuming a gram to 2 grams of protein per day per pound body weight, you're really, really not only getting you're not attaining the benefits from protein, but you're also providing your body a whole bunch of consequences and disservices that are really, really hindering fast results at the very, very least.
Gotcha. So the deponychalase 250, if you could just tell us, really, what is it? Yeah, let's just start with that. What is the deponychalase 250?
Sure. So deponychalase 250 is designed with protease enzymes, so it's plant-derived protease enzymes. This is a vegan product, and its efficacy rate is to break down 25 grams of protein per capsule, and here's the really, really important part, within a time frame of 90 minutes or less. That's a key component in protein assimilation. Notice how I didn't say absorption. Absorption, everything absorbs. It needs to assimilate, meaning be broken down into its smallest possible component, being a free-form amino acid, in that more or less hour and a half time frame, so that you maintain and attain the benefits and you avoid a lot of the negative digestive consequences beyond that time frame.
Okay, so I'm going to just play devil advocates here, and people will say, well, you don't need, digestive enzymes. You could, whey protein powder is so digestible. You don't need it. So what's up with that?
Well, our clinical study proves that wrong, whether that be whey protein, plant protein, any type of protein that you can virtually think of. What our study indicated was that it's a basic biological flaw that we have inherently within us that does not allow us to break down protein properly, meaning, again, into its smallest possible di- and tripeptide form, a free-form amino acid. And when you take digestive enzymes, you have a significantly higher rate of assimilation. Our study indicates that when you take deponychalase 250, the blood levels of amino acids are higher, and some of the more scary inflammatory markers that, for example, a cardiologist would look at for a person who was at risk of a heart condition or something of that nature, those numbers are actually lower. Whereas without digestive enzymes, without deponitrilase 250, all of those things are higher. The negatives are higher, and of course, when we measure how much arginine was in the blood 3-6 hours after, how much glutamine, how much BCAAs, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, all these numbers were so much lower when you didn't take deponitrilase 250. So I don't know what the reason for that is. I don't know why it's so difficult for our body to break down protein. I'm not the creator. I don't know these sorts of things. All we know is the science and what the numbers tell us. And what the numbers tell us is that we are really, really crummy on our own breaking down protein within that specified time frame of 90 minutes or less.
Cool. Wow, that's awesome. So before you mentioned one capsule for 25 grams of protein, does that go for any protein, whether it's chicken,
beef,
whey protein?
Exactly. Chicken, fish, whey, you know, any type of protein, even if you're doing still eating soy or casein, which obviously we know the reasons why, probably wouldn't want to go that route compared to a solid whey or a solid plant-based protein. Absolutely. And then if you're doing more than 25 grams, of course, if you're doing more like 50 per serving or per meal, then you could absolutely include two capsules and that would be just fine. Going beyond that, I would say trying to get 75 or 100 grams of protein in at a time is a little over the top, quite a bit unnecessary. So I would really limit the pragmatic aspects of the product to two capsules at a time, 50 grams of protein at a time.
Okay. And what makes your product better than, say, you know, the average product you buy at Walmart or Vitamin Shoppe or GNC? What makes it better?
Well, the fact that we know it works. You know, we know it works because of product feedback, but also because deponitrilase, we have that study that indicates such a tremendous numerical value increase in things that you want and such a decrease in the things that you don't want. The cool thing about enzymes like deponitrilase is you notice the benefits right away. So a lot of products, you have to wait 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whether it's a muscle building product or a weight loss product, to really notice the tangible effects. A lot of people who eat high amounts of protein have a ton of gas, a ton of bloating, maybe some regularity issues. All of these things can subside literally an hour, 2 hours after you've taken the product. So you don't have to wait. You really, really notice these benefits right away. It's kind of your instant gratification before and after picture. How did I feel with this meal when I didn't take the product? I'm going to eat this meal at the exact same time the next day, everything else being equal. Only difference is I'm going to take deponitrilase 250 with it, and you will feel the difference. It's a guarantee.
Cool. Awesome. Are there any side effects to this to the deponitrilase 250? Any side effects at all?
Absolutely not. Enzymes like these are non-toxic. You know, to use an extreme example, if a baby were to get into a bottle of deponitrilase 250, they would wake up the next day 100 out of 100 times. It's nothing actually dangerous, nothing actually toxic. Great product to take for a lot of different reasons, obviously. If you want to take more of it for the heck of it or just to be enthusiastic, I would encourage you to do so. But just know that if you're taking more than the one capsule per 25 grams of protein, we can't guarantee what those additional benefits will be, but there will be some additional positive thing that goes on in the body. It might be, you know, if someone had a headache, for example. We know that taking digestive enzymes help with nausea, and even on an empty stomach, for example. So there's a lot of benefits to the product.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a little bit more nuanced.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you before you left. What any other, you know, my audience is muscle building, but what other benefits are there to taking this product besides muscle building? Just real quick.
Yeah, of course. We're talking about avoiding a lot of these consequences of not breaking down your protein properly. So if you have an older individual or an individual of any age who's suffering from kidney malfunction, they're already having, for example, kidney stones, they're just decreased function overall in their kidneys, what's excess protein that's not being broken down going to cause more of the same? It might even be a significant part of the reason why they're in this situation in the first place. So elderly patients of doctors who are suffering from muscle wasting conditions, they're telling these patients to eat more protein, go out and buy, you know, a crummy product like Ensure, go out to CVS or wherever and get Ensure, take more protein each day, and they're not doing anything to solve the initial problem. And that's where a product like this could come into play. You could make that doctor's advice for weight gain, for whatever reason, actually applicable. Because if it's not taken with deponitrilase 250, but not taken with a great, great enzyme product, you're just compounding the vicious cycle and making things worse.
Okay, cool, thanks. I think this is my last question. Do you have to cycle this product?
Only if you're cycling your protein or if you're doing some sort of strange intermittent fasting protocol. But if you're consistently trying to get in a significant amount of protein each day or just the average amount of protein each day, because remember, we're harping on that it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, what you think or what your lifestyle is. That means if you're a professional athlete or if grandma or grandpa, you're not breaking down protein properly. Of course, there's a variance between that useful ability and the extra enzymes that the body has naturally, but there's still a huge disparagement at any age, any circumstance, what the body will break down on its own as to what it will do with help that, from our perspective, is a necessity. It's not just some, it would help you more if you took this product. This is why you want to take this product, so you can optimize and be 100% confident in protein breakdown for two reasons. Avoid the negative consequences, which can be prolific over time, and attain the benefits of why everyone is taking protein or consuming protein in the first place.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. You don't take this product just to answer questions. These are questions I get, but I know this question, but you don't take this product by itself. You always take it with the protein food.
Ideally, okay. You're not necessarily wasting it by taking it by itself. Like I said, it's maybe going to have some systemic benefits, some inflammation, some anti-inflammatory benefits, yeah. But you're encouraging a lot less of a efficacious use of the product. Best case scenario with that protein.
All right, awesome, man. Well, thanks for your time, man. This was a great great interview. I think it gives everybody a full understanding of the depo, and I think all questions were answered.
Not a problem at all. Just one thing I could add.
Yeah.
Once again, to encourage every single person who's ever consumed a meal should be taking this product, from the bodybuilders, from the high-caliber athletes, all the way to parents and grandparents and people who haven't done a push-up in 10 years, 20 years. It is really, really for everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Absolutely, Alex. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Right,
take care.
You.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.